Okay, today we're continuing Be'ez Hashem in the second parak of Maseches Challah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav. So Mishnah tells us, HaMafresh Challah So Kemach Eina Challah. We know that the time to be Mafresh Challah is once you knead the dough. Once you take the flour, you mix it with water, and it becomes a dough. Prior to becoming a dough, it's not Chayiv and Challah. So let's say you just take a bunch of flour, and you're Mafresh Challah just from the Kemach, from the flour. So the halach is, that's not Challah. It doesn't even count as Afreshes Challah. That which you've been mafresh doesn't have any kedusha. The gezel biad kohen, and if the kohen keeps it, he is stealing. Now, why is he stealing? You gave it to him. How could you call that gezel? So the Bartanur explains, shim tishar biado yesav shisasa patura, because by the kohen keeping it, he's giving the bailim the impression that he no longer has to be mafresh challah, but he really does. So he's giving him the bailim the impression that his dough is not tevel, but in fact his dough is tevel, and therefore it's gezel biad kohen. The kohen is not allowed to keep it. Now, if the owner then makes a dough out of the flour that he has left, that's going to be chayiv and challah. The fact that he was already mafresh while it was flour is nothing. It didn't count, so he needs to be mafresh again. Va'kemach, and as far as the flour that he gave to the kohen, im yesh bo kashir, if there was a shir challah in that flour, then chayavas b'challah. When that flour is made into a dough, it's also going to be chayav and challah. Vasur lezarim. But here's the thing. Even though giving the flour to Kohen, being mafresh challah while it was flour, accomplishes nothing, and it's not hafreshes challah, and it's gezel biad Kohen, so it's not challah at all. But once you do that, it becomes asur for a non-Kohen to eat it. So even though it's not challah, a din midrabanan, that it has to be treated as if it were challah, and it becomes usher to a zar to eat it, because the Chum were worried that since the flour was given to a Kohen, people will think that it was challah, and if non-Kohanim would eat it, people will think that non-Kohanim are allowed to eat challah, that a zar is allowed to eat challah. So in order to make sure that nobody makes such a mistake, they made a din mitirabanan that once you gave it to the Kohen, a zar is not allowed to eat it. Tivra Rabbi Yoshua. So Amrullah, the Chum said to Rabbi Yoshua, Maisa v'ukf Faso Zakin Zar, there was once a Zakin. Zakin means Zesha Kana Chachma. There was a Talmud Chacham who was not a Kohen, and he grabbed that challah. He took it back from the Kohen, and he ate it. So how can you tell me that it's Asur for a non-Kohen to eat it? We have an example, a case of a respected Talmud Chacham who did eat it after someone was mafreshit as Kemach and gave it to a Kohen. You have to say, if he was eating it, he either was the Bailim, or he had the permission of the Bailim, because the person that it belongs to is the original Bailim. It's not that it's hefker; it just doesn't belong to the kohen either. So Amalem Rabbi Shur responded back, "Avhu kilkalatzma v'tikin la'cherim." He made a mistake. He messed up. He should not have taken it for himself. But by doing so, he didn't make it easier for other people. Because if other people see that a Talmud Chacham acted that way, they have the right to assume that they're allowed to act that way, right? As the Bartanur points out, "Sha'achirim ochlin v'tolin bo." Other people could eat from it and say that we're relying on him. Umotzim pesach lahatil. And they'll find a good excuse to be matir because they saw this guy eat it. Now Mishnah Vav discusses the shear of dough that you need, of flour that you need in order to be chayiv in afrashas challah. Chameshas revaim kemach chayav mechallah. 1 1/4 kav of kemach. Chameshas revaim means 5 quarters. 5 quarters is 1 1/4 kav of flour is chayiv and challah. Where do we get that measure of chameshas revaim? So the Bartanur goes through the whole explanation that the Torah tells us, Reishis Ariso Sechem, is chayiv and challah. So whatever is considered ariso sechem, how do I know what's called ariso sechem? So isas midbar was an omer lugul golas, that when we were in the midbar, the dough always meant whatever we had at a particular meal, and the man was the, whatever amount we got for a portion of man is what's going to be chayiv and challah. Now the Torah is explicit about what amount we got for a portion of the man. The Torah says, Asiris ha'efa. Now, how big is it? 1/10 of an efa, 10% of an efa. How big is an efa? An efa is 3 se'in. A sa'a is 6 kavin. And therefore, there are 18 kavin in an efa. And a kav is 4 lug. So, let's leave it at 18 kav. 18 kavin in an efa. So, if 18 kavin in an efa and an asiris ha'efa is a shear of man, so it's 1 point. 1.8 kavin that makes up the shear of man, and therefore it should be 1.8 kav that's chayev and chala. But wait a second, we said it's 1.25 kav, it's chameshes revayim, it's 1 1/4. How do you get from 1.8 to 1 1/4? So that's because the Torah speaks in the midos midbarios, but they change the way they measure things, meaning what they used to call a kav is no longer called a kav. They change the measuring size. So when you adjust for the new measurements, for the measurements that we use in the Mishnayos and that we describe in the Mishnayos, what was referred to as 1.8 kav in the midbar is now referred to as 1.25 kav. And therefore, Mishnah says that chamesh shuvim kemach are chayav mechala. And what's included in that shear? How much of the flour is it only once it's finely sifted? So heim usaoran v'suban umersanan chamesh shuvim. It's the flour plus the sourdough, the sa'or that you put in, which really sa'or on its own is not edible. Sa'or is just an activating agent in order to make the dough rise. It's the sourdough that you put in, but since it is an ingredient in every bread, it counts toward the shear, and the subin, which is the fine bran, and the morsan, which is the very coarse bran, which is normally only animal fodder, they all combine. All of that is chayiv in the chiyuv of chala. The bran also would not normally be eaten, but poor people would often eat it in their bread, so that's considered part of the dough. If, though, you take the coarse bran from the flour and then you put it back in, then it's pater, because once you've taken it out and you've made it an independent entity, so then it's not flour anymore, and then it's not going to be mitzarif to the shear of challah anymore. So let's review what we did today. In Mishnah Hay, we said that if you're mafresh your challah before you made a dough, when it's still in the flour stage, so it's not challah, the kohen's not allowed to keep it. However, we had said, the Rabbi Yeshua said that, Rabbi Yeshua had said that that a zar is not allowed to eat it anymore either. So even though the kohen's got to give it back, a zar is not allowed to eat it. The Chacham said, what are you talking about? There was a case of a big Tamil Chacham who ate it. And Rabbi Yeshua said, yeah, he messed up. He shouldn't have done that. And then in Mishnah Vav, we learned what the shear of Chiyuv Challah is, and it's 1 1/4 kav of flour is chayiv and challah, and included in that 1 1/4 kav is even the sourdough and the bran, unless you remove the bran and then put it back in, then it's no longer mitzarev to the shear. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnayos, Zayin, and Ches.